WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It's going to be a great, great week around here this week. The Ravens are 1-0. The Orioles are playing at home each and every night. Sold out on Friday. We're going to be down at the Nest on Friday night at the Baltimore Convention Center hanging out. I am wearing on the screen my new Threads, my 79 throwback Oriole jersey that just happens to not be like Doug DeSensei's or anything like that. So I'll be wearing this down at the Nest. Come on by. It is the Mayor's Party. It's at the Convention Center. It stares at the Oriole Park at Camden Yards welcome sign, as well as on Friday morning. We're going to be at Fadley's. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. It's our Maryland Crab Cake Tour Friday morning at Fadley's in the Old Market. We're going to be joined by Coppin State President Dr. Anthony Jenkins, as well as Coppin State basketball coach Larry Stewart. We have been their 10-year flagship of the Coppin State Eagles. We're very proud of that. We're going to have crab cake with those folks. I think this guy might be coming down on Friday. We're all trying to figure out the injury situation. He was at the game on Sunday. I'm sure he's going to be at some games this week. Leonard Raskin joins us now from Raskin Global, following the American dream. And also, I must say, for those of you who don't know Leonard, or you're new to the show, or it's football season, you don't know, he writes a big check to Ohio State on behalf of his child, who's in the band out there and trying to get an education as well. And Matthew's off in Columbus, and you're following this J.K. Dobbins. He's your guy. Stroud's your guy, too. But J.K. Dobbins, hey. This is – you and I have talked insurance. We've talked next plan. We've talked all these macabre things. And then this thing happens to this young man. And
unbelievable.
In the aftermath of the win, it's all anybody was talking about was the pain of J.K. Dobbins.
It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. He played a great first half, looked good, ran the ball, scored the first touchdown of the season on Sunday. It was a beautiful thing. And then a little swing pass, running down the sideline, a tackle that rolled up his foot, it looks like, and he limped off. And I just said to myself when I saw him limp off, I said, oh, no.
Well, the TV barely got him because they got up and they were resetting the ball because I'm watching it on TV, right?
Right.
They threw me out. There's a letter to Steve and John. You can go read all that at Baltimore Positive with facts. I mean, just truth, not the lies. The truth are there. But for me, with like the next play, Hill scores the touchdown. Hill celebrating.
Right. Right.
Touchdown. Here we go. And the next thing I know, oh my God, there's JK going down the steps.
Down the steps.
And I'm like,
and
this
I was
is...
watching, you know, I'm at the game and I've got the phone going. I've got Barstool Sports. I've got the X feed. I guess that's what we call Twitter now. The X feed on the Ravens going. And they say that it's ankle and his return is doubtful. And then I post out on social media, anybody have any word on JK? And within 10 minutes comes back in the feed that they think it's Achilles and done for the year. And I'm just thinking, oh, that poor guy. And he didn't hold out. I guess he held out a training camp for a contract, but it goes to show you once again, somewhere in this league, man, these general managers and owners, they don't want to sign these running backs to long-term contracts because they're fragile. These guys are waiting to be hurt.
Well, they're all waiting to be hurt. Ronnie Stanley was waiting to be hurt. Tyler Linderbaum.
Right. Well, like, look,
Marcus Williams down with the pack.
It's a brutal game, man. It's a tough game. And to see him go out in the first game of the season after missing all of last year due to preseason, it's just horrible for the guy. He worked so hard to get back, and it was just dreadful. And then I got to watch C.J. Stroud for the Texans. Kid throws a good ball. He's going to be a great quarterback in the league if they can get an offensive line that can stand up in front of him, because they clearly don't have that. And he got destroyed. I don't know how many sacks. I didn't see the stats, but it was like a dozen, and he got hit a dozen more times, and he got roughed a couple times. And he got gun-shy and threw a couple bad balls. But, wow, you know, we're rooting for him last New Year's Eve to bring home.
He was your
home.
Guy, right? I mean,
oh,
you got
of
on
course.
A plane. You,
of
he
course.
Was your guy.
We went down to Atlanta for the New Year's Eve 4 semifinal bowl. And he was this close to playing for a national championship. And then they didn't get the field goal through, and so he lost that. That was his last game, and now he's out there. And I said, kind of mixed feelings. Hope the kid had a good game. Glad they lost.
Well, he got sacked 5 times for the record, and so
it felt like a dozen. I'm
You know,
sure it
these
felt like a
games,
dozen to him.
look, the Orioles are going to play six games this week, and by the time
Beautiful.
Sunday comes around at 1 o'clock, they're either going to be, oh my God, they've lost two of the first three and we're in trouble, or they won two of the first three. And
Yep,
because
yep.
the Orioles are moving to the front of the line here this week with the Cardinals and certainly the Rays and the sold out game. I have a Dear Adam
John
Jones letter
Means,
coming out.
John Means
John Means
coming
is back.
back.
That's right. So they have all of this going on here, you know, this week in regard to this, but the injury story this week and really what you do in the real world in regard
Yep.
to, if you don't want to get hurt, don't play football, right?
That's right.
But what
That's
this
right.
means for the Ravens insurance policy is depth, right? The Ravens insurance policy is we got Justice Hill, we got the Gus Bus, we've got my dear friend Anthony Mitchell's young man. By the way, I watched the Bullies of Baltimore the other night. It came on 11:30 at night the other night, so I'm watching
and we've
that.
got
So,
what's a Georgia? Help me, practice squad running back we picked up in
Melvin
case somebody
Gordon.
got hurt. Melvin Gordon.
Yes.
He could resurrect. He could resurrect. You know, now that JK's down, there is no RB1. So who's RB1? Is it Justice Hill? Is it Gus? Is it
There's
Melvin
not going
Gordon?
To be a one. That's going to be a committee. And
it's going
to
be
again,
three.
You know, to the game strategy, Lamar, this is a different offense. He's dropping back to pass. He's getting chased
yep.
around a little bit.
Yep.
He got trapped, which is really kind of weird.
Yep.
Our offensive line now, where we are with Stanley, if he posts, it might not be 100%. Linderbaum
you
didn't.
Got McCary. Linderbaum didn't look good falling out.
So
yeah, it's
where
it's
they
tough.
Are offensively and what they're trying to do didn't look so good. Lamar was sloppy,
and,
didn't look great. But defensively,
they're
they got
going
some
into
confidence.
Defense looked great. And but look, they're going into a Bengals house where Mr. Football 2024 with his $275 million cigar got smoked.
You really hate him, don't you?
I do. I don't like him at all.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he's an arrogant. Look, I love confidence. I hate arrogance. That's
See,
the difference.
I don't think he's arrogant. I think he's confident.
He's,
so it's fun.
It's one man's view, right? I think he's arrogant, and I think he's cocky. And I don't mind winners, and I don't mind confidence. Look, Tom Brady was in your face as it comes, but the dude was confident and a winner. And here we
well,
got.
Burrow's a winner now. Stop with that.
Yeah,
you
well,
say whatever you want about him. He's a winner.
You know, yeah, he's just. I don't know. I just
he
don't
didn't
like
look
his
like a winner
dude.
Sunday in Cleveland. I mean, this is going to be. You talk
he
about
didn't look
a bounce
good.
back.
He didn't
we
look
can
good.
Make,
That's
dude,
what I'm
we
saying.
can make them 0-2.
0-2
on the road
in the division,
right?
And lose at home. That's an all around pounding if we can do it. Yeah, Lamar's got to step up. The offensive line's got to step up, and the defense looked good. Defense looked really good, but again, they're playing C.J. Stroud and the Texans, not Joe Burrow and his receiver over there,
Chase,
who had I think one catch for a half a yard.
Well,
and it wasn't bad that Mr. Irrelevant went into Pittsburgh and destroyed the Steelers too. That was a good weekend.
I would say, you know, I said this is a great week to call all your friends in Western Pennsylvania, check in, see how the kids are doing when they go back.
That's
to school.
Right.
Leonard
That's
Raskin
right.
is here. He is Raskin Global. I'm not wearing the shirt. I'm wearing the Orioles throwback here. We're getting excited about Oriole baseball here this week. And really a unique time where, and I said this to Luke earlier, Leonard.
Yeah.
And in this segment, we can do both. But when Luke and I get after the defense on football after a game, we're not really concerned with John Means, right? And
right.
Also, when we're talking about John Means and what's going to happen to the bullpen and who the three starters are going to be and the importance of this weekend and the history that this is the biggest baseball series in the history of Camden Yards that's not a playoff series. We played some playoff games. That's fine. They're
this
different.
This is big.
But
this is
big. Sold out game on Friday night. Where are you this week with the Orioles?
This week.
Where's your time in doing this?
This
what
week,
games are you
this
going
week
to?
I'll be there Tampa Bay Thursday. I'll be there Tampa Bay Thursday, opening night of the series. Right? Tampa Bay Thursday
Correct.
Through
yes.
Sunday. Yep, I'll be there for Tampa opening night of the series. Got tickets a long way back, way, way back. And I'm hoping they smoke two out of three from the Cardinals, which should be the case. Let's play some good ball.
You feel
and
bad
then,
when they lose. Like, they were losing while we were watching the Ravens play, and we're like,
yeah, it's like, what's
they
going
don't ever
on?
Lose. Yeah.
They're going to come back. They've won seven in a row. How are they going to lose that one? But hey, you know, you got the yellow-bellied What the heck was those yellow jerseys for the Red Sox? That's pathetic.
That was actually, it had to do with
City Connect.
I was going to piss on it because
they're hideous.
It's silly, but the way they allow you to not piss on it is it. First off, I thought it might have been for Ukraine. Quite frankly,
yeah,
when
I
looked at it, I saw the patch. I thought, hey, if this is about Ukraine, I'm fine with that. I mean, like,
they're
great,
not,
but
they're
but,
not Ukraine anything.
But it was Boston Marathon.
Okay.
Right? It was
Whatever.
Boston Marathon. That's what it was for. So they make it so you can't sort of make fun of it because
I made
it has
fun
a
of
cause.
It. It's terrible looking. They're horrible.
It doesn't belong on the field. I would agree.
No, this
there are other
ugly.
ways you can honor Ukraine
Yeah.
and or the Boston Marathon without
Right.
having to screw your jerseys up. That's
Yeah,
all.
yellow, nothing nonsense. It was horrible.
That's a bad
Anyway,
decision. Yes, I agree.
yeah, 13-12 on Saturday. That was ridiculous.
23 hits and you win. How do you do
But
that?
they won. But they won. Hey, what are you going to do? They hit 13. They got 13. Lucky 13. But yeah, I'll be out there Thursday night. Can't do Friday. You got Rosh Hashanah Friday night.
Okay,
Can't
all
be
right.
doing Friday
No
night
Adam
now.
Jones jersey for you.
No Adam Jones for me. Very sad. Very sad. The Orioles put that on the 15th, which is Rosh Hashanah. They'll have no Jews in the crowd. Very bad timing on their part. But go figure, marketing of the Orioles doesn't think before they act.
Well,
should have done the 16th should have done the 16th not the 15th. Just dumb.
Well, I would say this for them, I've applauded them this week in regard to the fact that beyond relevant, they're the best team in the
Oh
world. They're not beyond,
yeah,
they're not just
fantastic,
relevant, but they
fantastic.
have for a couple of weeks they've known this Rays thing is going to be
huge.
A big thing. You're old enough to remember this. I talked to Luke about this back in 79, 80, 81,
Yeah.
82, 83. In those years, my dad and I were bleacher creatures. We sat in left field bleachers every night of our lives. I would look
Gold
across the
seats.
way and see Wild Bill, and I would leave my dad like in the
That's
second inning
right.
and go spend an inning up in Wild Bill's section and then come back to my dad out in left field. He gave me a chance to walk past the Leaning Tower of Pizza, gave me a chance to go by the gift shop behind first base, the whole deal. So those series in 79, 80, 81, 82, they sold reserve general admission. And my
Right.
dad, like, we had to buy the tickets in August for the September games against the
Right.
Yankees or the Red Sox. And we had seats in section 14 out above the bullpen, way out in the moon, like my Thanks Brooks. This is the Thanks Brooks jersey, so I love this.
There you
so,
go.
But I mean, I remember the passion of that. And I remember when the Tigers came in here in 84 in June. When the Orioles were the sitting champs and the Tigers were 35, they kicked our ass. You can go back and look at that series. First weekend of June, 1984. I remember these series, Tigers 84, Red Sox, Yankees in 81, 82, 80, 79, not 83, 83. We were kind of runaway. It was not,
right.
We didn't
Right.
have big series in 83 like this, but 79 was all about this. As a boy, this is the first time in my adulthood we've had this kind of a series.
It mattered this much. No question. It matters everything. You take two out of three from the Cardinals and you roll into Tampa high up and you split. You split and it's done. They're
you
buried.
You can't not split, right? You have
That's
to
right.
Split.
They're buried. They're buried. You take three out of four, it's over. Two out of four, I think it's over. You know?
Well, if
but
you
this
wake up
is
with
huge.
A 6-game lead on Monday, next
oh,
Monday.
It's history.
If the Ravens are 2-0, having won in Cincinnati, and Cincinnati's 0-2, and we know the Steelers stink, and you know, let cross our fingers on these all these injured players and whatever. But if there's a 6-game lead next Monday, it's over. Leonard,
it's over.
I'll just say this to you, and we'll wrap with this on the baseball side. But
yeah,
Luke and I were talking about the difference this weekend, the stakes of falling on their face and getting swept, which they've never been swept. In the history of
a
Adley
year
Rushman,
and a half,
right?
A year
so
and a half,
to think
right?
they're going to lose four games is really like far fetched.
It's not going to happen.
But and so that would be a collapse. But winning the division, the importance of these games is
huge.
You want to be in a 3-game series with anybody October 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
No.
3-game series, it just defeats everything you did all year by winning
That's
99
right.
or 101 games and finishing
second. You lose
second.
Two, fluky two, and it's over.
Yeah, I mean, you need to stay out of that series at this point. And there aren't going to be – and you got silver hair, and I'm getting there. Marvin Lewis talked to him last week. He still thinks I diet. I don't really diet at all. Pluck, yes. Die, no. But in all of the years of our lifetime, to think they're going to have a late September series of this significance, to think they're going to be 40 games over 500, to think that they're going to win 102, 3, 4, 5 games, to think that they're going to have a bye. I mean, think about the Ravens. The Ravens have been so freaking good. They've been the number one seed how many times? Once, and they banged. Right. They've been the second or third seed and had a bye a couple of times. That Indianapolis game, they stunk. They have not been what the Patriots or the Colts were in their best days, which is we're just going to roll the ball out and win 14 or 15 games, and we're going to have a bye. To think that the Orioles in this division were the Red Sox in this – when all is said and done, and Adley Rutschman signs with the Yankees, and Angelo screws it up, and the Orioles move to Nashville, and they don't
whatever the Debbie Downer side is,
what I'm saying to you is, and I'm going to write this is the real thing. This isn't a dress rehearsal when you have a chance to have a bye, and you they're not going to have a lot of chances to have buys, even if they're really good the next couple of years. They'll be really good, but so will the Red Sox or the Yankees or the Blue Jays
This is what it's all about. This is the year, and you see it's upside down, and it moves around. This division moves around a lot. You got Toronto up and down. You got the Red Sox and Yankees that you know are going to come back fighting hard. One of them is going to be, I imagine the Yankees are going to be throwing Shohei Ohtani out there. Go figure. Going to see him a lot more than we saw him against the Angels. That's just my hunch. But no, I don't think Adley's going to the great Satan. I think they'll find a way to keep him and Gunner. They got to find a way. The rest of the team, you got to build around, but you got to keep it up the middle.
Leonard, have you seen my numbers? Have you seen how much money we're losing here in this? Do you know what it takes to sign a player of that? I mean, we're going to have to sell some more tickets. How much are you paying for the seat? Can you give me another nickel in the seats this Thursday? Can you pay 18 instead of 12?
Hey, how about what is it? $20? I don't know. What is it? $20 for the $5 seats for the rest of the year or something? You buy that stand-up package. I think you pay 20 or 25 bucks. You get every September game.
Well, here's the thing. When they say it's sold out Friday, first off, I think they're lying because they lie about everything. I mean, so they are. But here's the thing. I don't know how many of those $60 for the month packages they've sold. I'm sure Ken and Meg have, friends of mine live downtown, probably went all in just to stand in the bar. And I'm wondering if they call it sold out, do 3,800 people have that pass? Where I don't know. I don't think they sold that many. I don't know. I have no idea. And if they gave me a number, I call them liars anyway because they've just lied too many times to think they're honorable. But this Friday night, one of the reasons they may say it's sold out is that they may have 5,200 people running around that they know are going to show up just to get the shirt. They're going to show up at 3:30 and get in line.
They're going to
do all of that because that's who the fan base is.
I'll be watching.
Is $60 for the month. The fan base is, I'm going to sneak. While Bill, I'm going to bring my cooler in and throw it off the upper. I mean, to think that we're going to finance
I have not seen a soul sitting in upstairs left field this season.
Well, they've closed it.
Right.
For a couple games.
But my point is sold out means those seats are full. It means they're full. It doesn't mean the seats we sold are sold out.
Leonard, the stadium is full. Nothing says demand like a sellout. You call it a sellout, then everybody feels lucky when they get a ticket on StubHub for 30
But my point is that upstairs left field better be full or else I'm calling BS on them.
Dude, I call BS every year on opening day when they don't
sell. I know.
By the way, Ravens tickets. Do you want me to pull up how much Ravens will it get you?
How much they went for Sunday? Yeah,
sick
I don't know.
Sick as a money guy. That you.
I don't know.
Dollars at game time. They're
$15.
And it's opening day.
You know what else is
plenty of opening seats. I mean,
You know what else is terrible? You know what else is terrible? And this, this is technology. There's nothing you're going to do about it. You got an extra ticket. You can't walk out there at the stadium and sell it to the guy in the parking lot looking for a ticket. It's on your phone. You got to sell it. He's got to pay it. You got to transfer him the ticket. I don't know how you sell an extra ticket without a paper ticket. It's dreadful. There are people that made a living. There are people that made a living down there buying tickets for $10 and selling them for $100. Let them have a life, for goodness sakes.
But they didn't pay their taxes, those people.
Who cares? Let them do more than just sell soft pretzels and water, for goodness sake.
$6 Cardinals, $13 Thursday, $31 Friday on StubHub. Once they announce it as a sellout, that it gives them a chance to raise the ticket prices of the floor. So it's just...
Hey, look, you're going to be there. You're going to a game this week. Are you going to a game?
I love to live in America. Everything free in America. Hey. Leonard Raskin is here.
Are you going to be in stadium? Are you going to be in stadium this week for the O's? That's all I want to know.
Here's the deal. I'm going to be at the Nest. It sits underneath the cupcake and the fireworks. I'm going to be there Friday night. I'm going to be wearing a 79 Aparicio throwback that's not really from 79. By the way, Mike Elias didn't even know who Louis Aparicio was when I talked to him. So the first coffee I ever had with Mike Elias, once Peter dies, mom sells, John gets out of the way, and we get a real owner here, and I can actually talk to Mike Elias and go out and have a coffee, I'm going to give him a little history of Luis.
There you go.
You know, so I'm going to be doing that.
Jimmy Palmer was talking about him last week on the TV.
Was he really? Did you hear that? No,
yeah,
I missed that.
He was talking about autographs, and I don't remember the season he was talking about. You may know. You should look it up or get somebody to tell you what game it was last week. He was talking about him, and he said that Luis had the wildest or best autograph.
He did.
And he said he learned how to do it. Like Palmer would
emulate.
He would sign Luis' name. And
oh, he learned how to sign Louis' name.
Yeah, and there was an event that they were all supposed to be there, and Louis didn't show up. So Palmer was signing balls as him and as Louis. And he said people thought he was there. People thought he was there.
Oh, no, no.
He said that on the air.
This is terrible because Palmer won't come on the show with me because he works for Masson. Jim Palmer's my favorite Oriole ever, he's the greatest Oriole ever.
You should find out when it was last week and get it. It was a half an inning. They were talking about the old Orioles. They were talking about the days, and he was on it was like almost a half inning. He couldn't stop talking about him.
Man, if Dick Gordon were alive, he'd lose it. So, hey, Leonard, rest up for Thursday. Rest up for Sunday.
I will.
You have all of this bile built up for Joe Burrow. I admire it. I had that for Roethlisberger. I'm not there with Burrow just yet. It's an Oriole week. Lucas
at Suggs. I'd like to see Suggs do a pounce on him. That would be.
Hey, have you read my letters to Steve Bisciotti and John Harbaugh yet?
I have not read them yet. Ooh. I've seen them. I have not read them through.
Oh, okay.
A lot of reading. Lot of reading. It's a long list.
I gave you some Sunday reading.
Eric
Acosta is a reader, so I can't wait for him to read his. I'm going to be writing to Adam Jones this week. I have a column up off the game. Luke this week, and it's part of what I wrote about, is just the horrible part where they ban me but let my employee in.
Yeah.
So the Orioles and the Ravens both play this week. So Luke has to work twice as hard this week, which sucks, but he's happy. This is, as Luke says, these are good problems to have, the Orioles 35 games over 500.
That's exactly right.
Luke's after a lot of crappy baseball and cold hot dogs to get to this. So Luke's at the ballpark, Luke's at Camden Yards, Luke's in Owings Mills. I'm here. He's Leonard. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. Towson, Baltimore. See you Friday at Fadley's in the mornings.
Indeed.
And at the Nest on Friday
we'll
night.
We'll be there.
We never stop talking Baltimore. Positive in playoffs.